it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story that will not make you hate every major semi-truck crash.
Ooh.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're real good.
Okay. Uh-huh. I've got a story that'll warn you of being careful where you nap.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's from Poland. I don't actually know what the accent is there.
I just know a bunch of Polak jokes, and they're super offensive, I think.
Poland jokes?
Polak is what you call somebody. You used to call somebody from Poland a Polak. It was the joke of... I had an entire joke book that was Italian jokes one way and Polish jokes the other way. Like, you flipped it upside down and read it the other way. And looking back, it's probably one of the most racist propaganda things. I should probably stop talking. Back to your story.
So anyway, there was a man who just decided, you know what, I'm going to break into this store right here.
Why not?
It was like a local furniture and carpet store.
What are you going to steal from a furniture store?
That's a really good question. Huh. So when police arrived, they found the front glass door all smashed.
Oh, boy.
And they're going around. They can't find anyone. And then they hear a soft snore.
Oh, he's like an angel.
Yep. That was the crook. He worked so hard breaking in.
Oh.
And maybe...
It takes it out of you sometimes.
Maybe he wasn't actually trying to steal something. Maybe he just needed a comfy place to rest.
Snooze.
Yeah. In the
snoozer.
Furniture and carpet store.
Oh, yeah. So he was sleeping on the furniture?
Yeah, he was just asleep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then police showed up and pulled the rug out from underneath them.
You know how actually carpets, they have those big racks? And you like... move them with your whole body.
Yeah.
He was sleeping in between those.
Oh, that feels...
bloody. Yeah, he's probably on drugs
or
something. Pulled
the rug things.
Yeah, they literally pulled the rug over him.
I don't think Erica got it. It's okay.
Out from under him.
Okay, she
my
didn't
story.
Get it. It was just bad. All right.
My story.
Yeah.
We all got it.
Yeah.
If there was anything to get. My story not from Florida. But it is from Colorado.
Woo!
This happened a while ago, but we're just now getting to it. Residents of Custer County, wherever that is, got the rude awakening of a semi tipping over on the highway.
Oh.
Luckily, driver unharmed. But the entire load of sweet corn on the truck was spilled all over the highway.
Ooh.
Luckily, a man came with a flamethrower, lit it all on fire, and made popcorn.
Literally?
No, that didn't happen.
Oh.
No. But the police put out a dispatch and said, if anybody wants free corn, and everyone said,
yay!
Off the highway?
Shut up, Carly. It's inside the thing, Erica. It's inside the husk.
That's true.
I guarantee you she buys it already peeled.
No.
Princess buys it peeled.
We husk our own, shuck our own corn because one time, what are the little things inside?
Tassels.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I call them the hair. Okay.
Well, it is kind of the hair, but it's like the tassel hair.
Dane accidentally threw those onto Swanson and it was a whole ordeal. Swanson's my dog.
Guess he was a bit of a corn dog.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because he's a hot dog.
I'm sorry, I thought my story would be less corny, but... Those are all the stupid people. Oh, don't wake Tia.
That's the weirdest snoring sound ever.
Those were the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.